Hello and welcome to this Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. That music was the beginning of a piano arrangement by Franz Liszt of opera music by Giacomo Meyerbeer, who was in his day the leading composer of French grand opera. The pianist was Sergio Gallo. It comes from an entire CD dedicated to Liszt's transcriptions of Meyerbeer. So we have lots to explore in this podcast. Meyerbeer the composer, Liszt the transcriber, and pianist Sergio Gallo, who tosses off all of these pieces with alarming ease. But everything in due course. First, here's a bit more of that opening music, which is called Prayer, Triumphal Hymn, and Sacred March. Franz Liszt was a 19th century composer, virtuoso pianist, conductor, and teacher, among other things. He probably did more than any other person to change perceptions of what was possible on the piano. His own pieces often demanded of the performer a new standard of virtuosity, and the fact that he could play the music didn't make it any easier for anybody else to perform. But Liszt was also a benefactor to many other composers in other ways, especially through his piano transcriptions that helped bring both music and composers to audiences who might otherwise have never heard it. Bear in mind, this was before the days of radio or recorded music. To take Meyerbeer as an example, he was a composer of French grand opera, so unless you were somewhere close to where it was being performed, you'd never hear his music. On the other hand, with one of Liszt's nifty piano transcriptions, you could hear his music in any concert hall or even living room, providing it had a piano and you had a handy pianist who could play it. That was a bit of Les Patineurs, or Skaters, from Meyerbeer's Illustration de Prophète, as transcribed by Franz Liszt. Although I've heard quite a few of Liszt's piano transcriptions, it wasn't until recently that I realized how many of them there are, or how much effort he put into this particular activity. About half of his total composing output are in fact transcriptions, which means about 400 out of a total of 800 pieces that he wrote are transcriptions. He transcribed everything from organ music to opera works by Bellini and Wagner to the complete symphonies of Ludwig van Beethoven. In fact, in Liszt's day, many people probably heard Beethoven's symphonies for the first time in Liszt's piano transcriptions rather than with an orchestra. Here is his transcription for one piano of Meyerbeer's Pastorale and Call to Arms. Although Franz Liszt was born in Hungary, he lived in Paris from 1822 for many years, where he was initially refused admission to the Paris Conservatoire because he was a foreigner. Kind of an embarrassing decision in hindsight. So instead of studying, he became a traveling piano virtuoso thanks to the sponsorship of a local piano maker. During those Paris years, Liszt got to know all the leading artistic figures of the day, and that included Giacomo Meyerbeer, who was the leading composer of French grand opera. Obviously, Liszt was taken by at least some of Meyerbeer's music because he transcribed quite a bit of it. In this next music, the cavatina from Robert le Diable, or Robert the Devil, Duke Robert is lured into evil by his apparent friend Bertram. Robert is eventually saved from the clutches of the devil to be united with his beloved Isabella, who is a Sicilian princess. This music, the fourth act cavatina, is where Isabella begs Robert to renounce evil, whereupon he breaks the magic branch that has given him diabolical powers. Perhaps not a story to be taken too literally, but as a source for musical inspiration, it clearly works very well. Enough about Franz Liszt for a minute. What about the pianist we are actually listening to in this podcast? Sergio Gallo was born in Brazil, and the music of Franz Liszt is one of his specialties. After leaving Brazil, he studied in Paris, in Cincinnati, in Santa Barbara, and now seems to perform regularly all over North America and Europe. When not on tour or making recordings, he is a faculty member at Georgia State University in Atlanta. Here he is with another transcription from Meyerbeer's Robert le Diable. In these reminiscences, as they are called, Liszt makes use of the Valse Infernal, the Infernal Waltz. One of the main themes Liszt refers to in this piece comes from a notorious Ballet of the Dead Nuns, at least in the original opera, a ballet supposedly danced by a group of nuns arisen from their graves. One can only imagine what they did with the staging in this scene. was apparent very early in Liszt's life that he was a musician and pianist of staggering talent. He pushed the piano to its technical limits and pushed many of his fellow pianists way beyond their limits as they tried to keep up. But he was, by all accounts, a supportive colleague and a great teacher. Here are a couple of quotes about him. The first from fellow composer and pianist Frédéric Chopin, who wrote upon hearing Liszt play Chopin's music, his own, "At the moment, Liszt is playing my etudes and putting honest thoughts out of my head. I should like to rob him of the way he plays my etudes." Composer Hector Berlioz heard Liszt play Beethoven's Hammerklavier Sonata and wrote, "Not a note was left out, not one added, no inflection was effaced, no change of tempo permitted. Liszt, in thus making comprehensible a work not yet comprehended, has proved that he is the pianist of the future." That was written in 1836, when Liszt was about 25 years old. Here he is, well, not Liszt, here is Sergio Gallo playing Liszt's transcription of Meyerbeer's Prière de Matelot, the Sailor's Prayer. You have been listening to music by Giacomo Meyerbeer, arranged for piano by Franz Liszt and performed by pianist Sergio Gallo. It's from Volume 40 of the Complete Piano Music of Franz Liszt, an ongoing project on Naxos. Whether you're a Liszt fanatic or just curious, there's much to enjoy in this recording. Above all, Liszt really understood how to write for the piano, so no matter what music he transcribed, he made it sound great on the instrument, as long as you have a pianist who can play it. And that someone, as I said, would be Sergio Gallo, who makes all of it worth listening from beginning to end. It's available to you through all fine retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573235. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the very end of the Marche Indienne from Meyerbeer's opera L'Africaine. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.